Well, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you be in the world, and if you're in the Midwest or some of those other areas, 'tis better to give than receive, and enjoy the Alaska cold that we set down through Canada. We're enjoying 30-degree weather here right out of Wasilla, where I am, out of Anchorage. And I look at some of the places in, even Kansas, about 18, 20 below. I've lived in Kansas, grew up there. We never had anything below zero that I remember, and we like to froze our tushes off. I can't imagine what people in Kansas are doing with 18 or 20 below weather. And of course, people in Minnesota are getting the 25, 30 below weather. North Dakota, but they're used to getting that down there occasionally. We get it up here once in a while, not very often. We get it every year, usually maybe a week or two. We used to get 40 below here around Wasilla, but I don't know. It's probably Al Gore and his global warming stuff is probably kicking in now. We'll probably be sunning in the winter here pretty soon. We'll have a springtime thing. We won't even have winter. Who knows? Well, what I'm going to talk about today is it's an important issue. To everybody, again, I'm going to talk about several cases, but I'm going to make a couple of comments about these Democrats, these despotic, absolute evil. They never give up. They just will not agree or not surrender. And they just lie. Hillary, oh, if you don't accept the results, oh, it's so undemocratic. And she turns right around and gets involved. Oh, well, we'll try the voter thing. Well, that didn't work out too good for them. We'll recount in three states. Why didn't you recount in California? That would have been a good place to do it, where all the illegals voted. Yeah, why wouldn't we do that? And then these stupid people that want to get rid of the Electoral College have no clue, including President Obama. He knows exactly what he wants because they want a true mob rule. Does people not understand that our republic is not based on, we have these several states, they're all foreign to each other. They're like countries in Europe. They're all different. The states, these countries, have representation too. That's what the Senate's all about. We don't want mob rule. Why? Why would we have Electoral College? One of the simplest reasons is our founding fathers were smart enough to understand that the high population areas like New York then, or Boston, or now Chicago, or L.A., or these places where these people get mindlessly, totally stupid. And, of course, California loves the illegals. Like some of these other states, they love these Syrians and all these people, or these Sudanese and all these other people that are out here to don't have any idea. They want to undermine their worse than a Trojan horse. But they don't understand, like, New York and Illinois and Washington and Oregon and California, these places where they openly defy the laws of the United States, sanctuary cities. Oh, to hell with them laws, because we don't agree with them. I don't remember that part in my constitutional minimal training that I had, where if the laws of the United States are discretionary. I forgot. I don't know where that part is. But the main issue is that once you reach the 51% in these high population areas, they are allocated so many electoral votes for their population. Alaska gets three. You always get a minimum of two and then one on top of it. If we went the other way, Alaska and a whole bunch of other states, low population states like Wyoming, Montana, North Dakota, South Dakota, we'd be irrelevant. Because, you see, once you get to the 51% of the popular vote, that is the maximum electoral college that you can do. You don't gain anything by getting, like in Washington, D.C., I think where they got almost 95% or something. We shouldn't even be involved in this process anyway, because it's not one of the several states. I don't understand why people can't catch on to that. Do we want to be ruled by the highest population cities? You put all them in a basket and all the rest of the several states are irrelevant. You know, there's no even bother to show up. And these people in like LA and California and Oregon and Washington and Chicago and Boston and New York, they're crazy. They have no moral compass. They're incapable of critical thinking. Liberalism is a disease. I think, what's his name? Can't think of the big talk show host right now, but I'm beginning to think that because I have talked to several Democrats over at the rec center. I cannot get a real answer as to factual as to why they don't like Trump. I get some sort of a nonsense. Well, he's against the unions. He's a racist. Okay, and so what fact? What is it? Don't they understand that we are a republic, and in a republic, we have a constitution. We have a Bill of Rights. That's what the Bill of Rights is all about. That's why it takes a three-fourths majority on this thing to overchange anything, so that mob rule, the will of the majority, doesn't run off with our rights. And that's what happens if we lose the Electoral College, because these major cities, where they're highly democratic and they want welfare, or they're full of illegals, they would take control of our republic, of all of these several states, all these different countries. Alaska would be irrelevant. There's no reason to be in a union if you don't have any say-so. That's why we have the Senate. There's supposed to be two senators for every one of the several states. Of course, that has got overthrown in 1913, and I have no idea why. The people voted for it, but it's like these idiots that are promoting the Electoral College. Oh, she won the popular vote. No. You got to qualify things. Did she win the popular vote of qualified people of the several states? There aren't any of those voting. The people that actually put the president of the United States in are citizens of the United States. And do you know what? They do not have any right to exercise an elective franchise to elect the president of the United States. The courts have said so. The Supreme Court, the real circuit courts of the United States, constitutional courts, have said so. The right to vote is not the same as the elective franchise. They superimposed over elective franchise that there was to be no discrimination. Okay, fine. I don't have a problem with that. Because that's not right. I mean, everybody that's lawfully here and legally here, both, should have a right to exercise the elective franchise based on, of course, there's things that you can lose it if you get convicted of a felony or some of those type of things. But they're not the same. We are being beaten, and one of the most amazing things that I finally discovered, and I'm going to be talking about some of the, we got one of these cases. There's a couple of people in Minnesota, and there is no doubt that the state of Minnesota and the people in power do not like people doing organic farming or selling raw milk. They're targeting them. There's no doubt about it. And it's like Hillary. You can't get her, just like Saul Alinsky. Never give up the con. Never admit it. She'll never admit it. She just tells another lie to cover the last lie, to cover the previous lie. Pretty soon you're in such a septic system, a sewer system. What do you do? You have to get out of it. You have to drain the swamp like Trump is up. I think... You watch, Trump plays a lot of his cards. He's just like the guy from Utah. He got around and had him come over there. He was just playing with him. He was just jerking his change. Now this Carly gal, she might get appointed. You want to bet she ain't going to get appointed to nothing. He's just jerking her chain to, hey, come here, dog. Yeah, come here. Lick my boots. And then nothing happens. They don't get anything. Romney. Yeah, Romney is the guy. Yeah. Well, you saw that picture. He's sitting there. Romney is, he's not real happy. And Trump is sitting there like a Cheshire cat. Just got around and had a mouse for what he meant. That picture said 1,000. I said, people, oh, he might run me. Oh, golly, he'll sell us out. Yeah, he's just jerking her chain. He's putting military people in. I agree with that in these areas. Because you know what? They have training and they get the job done like Mad Dog. We go to war to kill people. You don't go to war to shake hands and be politically correct. You go to war to win. And unfortunately, you have to kill people. That's what war is all about. And there will be civilian casualties. There always has, there always will be. You can't have a surgically, oh, we killed this poor child, or we did. That's the way it works, folks. That's what war is about. War is a terrible thing to happen. And that damn Hillary is trying to, oh, the Russians did it. Cannot believe that they just keep pushing this. And then they say, well, bring it. Congress says, well, bring us your evidence, and they won't show up. But yet they're still pushing it. There's going to be some major, you what? So I think Rush Limbaugh said there's going to be a tornado unleashed January 20th. I think we're going to see some changes that we're going to see some swamp people in that swamp. There's going to be some major changes, big time. I never thought I'd live to see it. I really didn't. You hope and pray for something like this, but all those other guys were just the run of the mill. They were on the Republican Party, and they kept saying, Trump can't do this, Trump can't do it. Well, they'll get the Electoral College tomorrow. You watch, you wait and see. That's my prediction. It's just all huff and puff nonsense, just like the counting in Wisconsin and all these, oh, yeah, right, we'll get around. Yeah, right, Crocker's baloney. Anyway, let's get on to something that affects all of us. How do we lose? Why are we in the Matrix? People don't even want to believe that we're in the Matrix. Conclusively prove you don't own your car. All you have to do is go down to the dealer and get a copy of the attorney in fact contract that says you give away all right, title, and interest. Go do it, or I'll send you one. Oh, by the way, the people that put in to get a copy of the mandamus, I am going to send that out. I haven't done it yet. Because I wanted to give a background, which I'm going to get into here a little later in the show, because I just touched on it at the tail end of the show. I hadn't looked at the anyway. There's some new things that was amazing that happened in Rappert's case in Minnesota on the tax issue, and I want to get to that here before the show's over. But I've got several calls in. People have sent me emails. This understanding: if we do not understand how we lose and why we lose, you're not going to win. Imagine going into a game of chess and not knowing all the different pieces, like the knight. Why does he have to act different than the bishop or the rook? Would you play a game that you didn't know all the rules? Especially when it's your life, liberty, or property? Would you do that? We all have done it. I guarantee you. We have done it more than once, and I have. Many times. I really have. I knew I was getting screwed. I just didn't understand how. How do they screw? How do they pull the magic show? Because we all know that rabbits aren't in all black hats. Because you can go to a store and buy one. There's no rabbit in there. But yet I've watched. They take rabbits out of black hats. Birds, all these things. Well, I saw it with my eyes. How do they pull off all the people that are fighting code enforcements in your different counties, in your states, boroughs, cities? How do they win? And how do we lose? That's an important issue. I've been fighting these guys for many years. We have to learn to read, but there is a major find that I found, and it comes to me, these different things. How do we lose? Because guess what? If you do not know the rules of the game that you're in, and it's a game, or the platform, or whatever you want to call it, the court, or what they're using, if you do not understand what's going on, you will lose. And how do they pull this off? Well, the first one that is a major one, individual. I'll bet you, I have no way of knowing, but I'll bet you if you ask 1,000 people what an individual is in the world we live in today of the Internal Revenue Service, Internal Revenue Laws, you will not find one person in 1,000 people that will know what an individual is that will give you a correct answer. So if you don't know what an individual is, how are you going to find them? What they have done, here's the key to all code enforcements, which I'm going to talk about Hartman's case and Rappert's and others. The key is they use our general usage knowledge of the word, a word. But what they have done, they are speaking a totally different language. They have taken common usage words and they have given them a definition, a term definition, using the word means. Therein is the key if you are going to in any way take on any code enforcement, any vehicle issues, property issues. Go look, because if you do not know the language, you will lose. Because, first of all, they'll say, well, you're an individual. What is an individual? Well, let's see what means first. This is amazing what I found. And it's Supreme Court cases. Back in a minute.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Okay, getting back to this is a concerted effort by these people that are screwing us. Means, M-E-A-N-S, what does means do? It says here, exclusive definitions is intended, the word means is employed. When an exclusive definition is intended, the word means. What that means, okay, what's that? Exclusive. So how does that go to the exclusive? So we take the word individual. What do you think it means? Out of 1828, Webster's Dictionary, individual, a single person or human being. It's a unique, something unique, one out of a... This is the common application of the word, as there is not an individual present, a single animal or thing of any kind. But this word, as a noun, is rarely applicable except to human beings. Individual, unique. Same type of thing if you go into Black Sixth. So then I look up means. You would think that I would be able to go to the Black's Fourth and find the definition of means, right? It's a law dictionary. It says that which, or by the help of which, an end is attained. Now, is that a bunch of garbage? Yeah, it is a help of which something means, individual means. Something tending to the object desired. Another way to not state it clearly, yeah, you get a desired thing, you're screwing me. Because you want me to fill out an individual tax return. An individual. I am an individual. But now, wait a minute. Do I really know what it means? Because it says here, when an exclusive definition is intended, the word means is incorporated. Now, this is Supreme Court cases. Got a whole bunch of this. This is more than one. It's a done deal. It's the exclusive definition of what the word means. So now let's see. What would an individual be? Let me pull it up here. And let's see what the United States, in the world, in the land of Oz, that we live in, what does that mean? What is an individual? Do we really know? No, we don't. I guarantee you we don't know. What does it say? This is in 5, United States Code, 552, A as in alpha, parenthesis A, parenthesis 2. The term individual means. Okay, so now we know, based on many, that when the exclusive use of the word individual is used, it does not mean one of a group of animals or people or one of a kind, one of a class. It does not mean that. The exclusive use of the definition, the term individual in quotation marks, when they put it in quotation marks, and there's no doubt, it means. Okay, so the exclusive use means what? A citizen of the United States, or an alien lawfully admitted for permanent residence, not domicile, residence. So the individual income tax return is, you have to be a citizen of the United States alone. You have no domicile. It doesn't say citizen of the United States and a resident in a state. It says citizen of the United States. It means what it says, and it says what it means. Or I'm an alien over here. Well, yeah, right. Lawfully admitted for residence. I'm on a visa or something. So it should say citizen of the United States or alien lawfully admitted for permanent residence income tax form. Does it say that? No. Will they ever admit to it? No. Do they want to use it? No. Do you know how many term definitions are under the Internal Revenue Laws in Title 26? 849 that I found. 849 of them. Back in a minute.
Tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from takefromcaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at takefromcaesar.us.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
Okay, well, we're back here. This is so critical, this understanding of we talk a general usage. They are using specific term definitions with means. They get us, like in Rappert's case, have people come in and testify. Rappert tried to bring up the term definitions. They didn't want to talk about it. What are they guilty of? Subordination of perjury. They are knowingly soliciting false information and hiding it. It's also called spoliation of evidence. There's evidence, and they are knowing that they will not allow it there. They are soliciting false information, subordination of perjury. Those people in Rappert's case were using general usage. It was supposed to be a bench trial. You always want a bench trial with tax issues, so you can attach the law to the facts. Of course, as soon as Judge Senek in Rappert's case in Minnesota on that state tax case found out what was going on, he had to shut that down. They had no idea what they stepped into. They're in a learning curve beyond belief. And they're in it deep. They are really in the quicksand. Anyway, so this means if you're going to fight any issue with automobiles, go look up, I think it's 18 U.S.C. 31, motor vehicle. It's for commerce, and then they define what commerce is about. Means gets them stuck. You can't use these words. You can stop them. Objection, no foundation, term not on the record, not a general usage. And then you have this module that I got, and if you want to see means, just send me an IRS and the subject matter and put, say you want the means. I'll send you. If you're going to fight any of these people, any code, anywhere from top to bottom, they all have definitions. They're using a special language. They are changing what we consider the general usage. Individual is one of the most egregious. We think it's one out of a group of people, or it's me. No, you got to be. It says means. So I got to be a citizen of the United States or an alien lawfully admitted. Well, then they have to prove what is a citizen of the United States. I don't have a domicile? How can I not have a domicile? You see, if they create corporations, wherever that corporation is domiciled cannot be moved. We're going to be using that on these banks because they say, oh, you're found over here in this state. No, wait, where's the domicile of this national bank? Did it come out of Delaware? It can't move. Fictions can't move their, quote, domicile where they were created. That's a fact. So how do they get away with a citizen of the United States? Well, it's a fiction in law, but it's not like a corporation. But it's a fiction. It's a statutory benefit. It's a statutory benefit created in 1866. For the Negroes to have the same rights as white citizens, 14 Stat 27, you could look it up on your computer. It's 42 United States Code 1981, 42 United States Code 1982. Go look it up. It's also in the 1988, but you have to go back to the 1878 revised statute. Same rights as white citizens. It was a scam. They didn't give a rat's rump about the Negroes. It was a scam to get this in, and then in 1870 they said, oh, by the way, you know, we could have naturalized all you folks, and now we'll naturalize you, 1870. So there's no more of this same rights as a white citizen. It was an illusion to set up the overthrow of our republic. That's all it was. And there's all types of things. And the 14th Amendment, what do they would have to have anything about the representation or anything that in the 14th Amendment? What's all that got to be to do with anything? I'm going to get into that one of these days and talk about that. You just can't make this stuff up. Getting back to how to use this. So we know that an individual is a citizen of the United States. Every time you see an individual, it's a citizen of the United States or an alien lawfully admitted for residence. That's what an individual is. And it gets worse. You see, when they use that, they can't keep records on anybody except citizens of the United States. That's in 5 U.S.C. 552A. 552 U.S. They can't keep any records. Where's your authority to have any records on me? Oops. And then we come under 28 U.S.C. 1332, which I've drafted a couple of these now. I got thinking about it. Well, this is something that needs to be flushed out. Diversity of citizenship. Is a citizen of the United States with no domicile? Where in the hell do you live? Where is your domicile? Oh, that's right. I'm a fiction in law. And we use the all caps name, which is true, but you're not going to win with it. With no initials. It looks like, but it's not. Those type of things are all true, but you're not going to win with it. I have to get back to the foundational stuff of how they pulled this scam off, this corruption, this overthrow. Our republic has been overthrown. And that's a fact. I conclusively say there is not one public officer in all of Alaska. There's nobody has a proper oath of office as a public officer. It's in the Constitution of the state of Alaska, the fictional side. There's not one person has a civil commission. They have to be appointed, the judges. We even got the state to admit it. We don't do civil commissions. Well, how in the hell did you get here? Well, we just showed up. A justice, a judge, Superior Court, Vanessa White, an imposter. She said, I am a undersigned jurist, and I signed legal documents at the bottom, and she told Dave Gladden, go to hell. What you going to do about it? She put it in writing in an order. We'll get to her. You got to pick your battles because there's so much has been done. Got to get your foundation laid and then take on each one of these issues. One is getting your status correct, which I'm doing. But anyway, let's get back to Hartman here. This is a guy that is doing raw milk. Shame on him. Boy, that's dangerous stuff. I grew up on raw milk on the farm. That's what made me so damn crazy. Yep. Raw milk was bad stuff. We made our own butter, had a thing to centrifuge to take the cream out and all that sort of stuff. Whoa, golly gee whiz. Well, we can't do that anymore. We got to have homogenized three times and everything killed and whatevers. So what did they do? Let's take Hartman's case, for instance. He gets around, gets a shed. Doesn't get a permit. They finally force him in to get a permit. And I said, oh, by the way, we have this issue here of wetlands. So now, because your septic system is before that, you got to put in a new septic system. They come out. Your septic system's fine. It's not polluting anything, not doing anything wrong. But we are going to mandate that you put in a septic system and get you, and they coerced him into signing, and he did without prejudice to pay $15,000 to stay out of jail. We're going to force you to do it, even though you got a working system. So then how do you fight this thing? Well, the first thing I did, I go look at the definitions. What are they relying on? Everything, they actually say it is all policy. Policy creates no known legal duty, any obligations. Just we would like to see this. That's what it is. I got a policy. I'd like to see Hillary and Bill in jail. That's my policy. Not going to go anywhere. They actually say it. It is their policy in the copyrighted statutes of Minnesota. I'm sure it's copyrighted. Ours in Alaska said it's copyrighted because it's all private. And you'll have to, you have to look at a book on the front to find that. So I went and said, well, let's look at the term and let's look at definitions. I hadn't found the means yet, but I went and looked at the definitions. And one of the definitions that they were using in here on this thing is, let me down just a page here. They were using a definition in this of what they, public waters, wetlands, means, public waters, wetland, means. I said, okay, so where do we go find and see what it is? Well, they're relying upon the United States Fish and Wildlife Service Circular number 39, 1971 edition. I know immediately that we got a problem, or they got a problem. Circulars, pamphlets, anything, that the instruction books that come with any form. A form is a means to get you to give evidence against yourself. It's a slick way of the star chambers to get you to incriminate yourself under the penalties of perjury. That's the trilemma. The first one is we need to get you to incriminate yourself, and the second one is to get to do it under penalties of perjury, and the third one is trilemmas. If you don't do it, we're going to find you contempt, take your property, jail you, or back then they killed people, put them to death. So I said, okay, public waters, wetlands. Well, I know, see, you cannot have a definition based upon a circular, a pamphlet. All pamphlets, circular, the courts have said, beware. Let the guy that reads it proceed at his own peril, because there's nothing here, folks. All of their procedural rules, all their Part 301s, interpretive regs, they're all nonsense. There's nothing here. Called into Minnesota. Well, surely they would have a copy. I mean, they're using it in their statutes, right? Nope. We don't know. We don't got nothing up here. You want to do what? You want to look at the circuit? Oh, come on now. That's 1971. Like, got a hold of the United States Fish and Wildlife. Took me 2 weeks. I finally got a copy. First thing I do is I go through and I OCR it. So I can word search it, just like a regular Word document. Do you know what happened? Public waters, wetlands, those words, not only is it not defined, it doesn't even exist in that document. That seems impossible. So Minnesota is using a definition of means, the exclusive use of public waters, wetlands, means, on a circular of where the words don't even exist, and if they did, they still wouldn't do a damn thing. Is that possible? Yep. So, and this circular said, well, let's see, let's go back to the Water Bank Act 84 Stat 1468, 1970, the Water Bank Act. So I went back and looked, because I have all the statutes at large on my computer. They're all available, by the way, on the internet. Somebody in Florida, a policeman down there, gave him to Dan Metter, and then Larry Beecraft, he got a copy of them, put them on the internet, which is fine. So I went in there. Those words don't exist there. There's no statutory authority. There's no authority for anything. Minnesota just made it up. They made it up. Doesn't exist. And Schauer, the attorney, filed in the complaint against him, and we get it back an answer. You know what he doesn't do? He puts in a generic bunch of nonsense. He doesn't address the individual issues of the complaint. No. Oh, he's not going to do that. Why? You know why? Because he can't. You get these guys cornered, and they just lie. They just like Hillary. It's almost impossible to get them cornered. You got to be very. What they do in these attorneys, they give you a bunch of nonsense, totally off point. to get you to go chasing your tail. So you spend a whole bunch of time talking about something that's what's called off point instead of the real substantive issues. Now, you see, in this, the attorney, the defendant, alleges that at all times during the actions were conducted in accordance with local, state, and federal law. No, they weren't, Bubba. You're lying. You're lying. You're tush off. And he did good faith. And so what does he do at the very beginning of this? I knew. He denies each and every matter and thing contained in plaintiff's complaint except that may be admitted or qualified hereto. Wait a minute. Who give you, you're supposed to in a complaint, admit or deny each one of these things or not enough information? He gets around to accept that may be admitted or qualified to. So we're going to leave out a whole bunch of other things. What did he leave out? Did he mention this mandatory means that this whole nonsense that he's setting on for the wetlands in Minnesota that they're using doesn't even exist? Oh, he forgot to leave that. He doesn't mention that. Isn't that amazing? Does he mention that in this complaint it's all about policy? They admit it openly in their statute. It's all policy. There's no law. They just made it up. And then they turn around and say, our policy is law. Now, wait a minute. How in the hell did you get from your policy to law? How'd you do that? Got all kinds of cases. The policy does not impose rights or obligation or bind the agency to a particular result. A statement of policy may not have a preset effect. A general condition of policy is one that does not impose any rights or obligations. Is that really hard to understand? It's your policy. It's parents have policies for their children. It's not law. It only applies within their household. It is their policies. They put it in plain frickin' damn English in Minnesota and the word policy. He just, well, we don't want to respond to that because we'd lose. We don't want to respond to the definition that we're using that this whole wetland stuff up there in Minnesota is all a bunch of nonsense. You go back to the statute and it says, oh, in the wetlands, well, we're supposed to go to the person and try to get a contract and then we'll pay them for the contract. They can't force you to do it. So why is everybody doing it? Because nobody takes the time to research this out. And how is everybody supposed to know these things? I didn't know the definition of means. I've been looking for a way. I've been trying to use the unambiguous statutes to enforce the means. But this is because it says exclusive. They're stuck, man, big time. Every code application. Look up the definitions before you start even tangling with these guys. We'll go through their complaint, everything that they worked very meticulously. Back in a minute.
Time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Okay, well, we're back here, and so they set up a hearing, and so Hartman got around and took down $15,000 in cash. They wanted cash. Then they wanted, somebody else did it, then they wanted a suspicious activity form filled out because it's over $10,000. You just can't blink up the arrogance of these people. Then he filed a motion with this, of course, that was all under threat to arrest and coercion and all that. And in Minnesota, every civil case, with the exemption of the agencies, you got to pay $100. You file one piece of paper, you got to go in and pay $100. I never heard of such a thing. It's actually a statute. I highly recommend the people in Minnesota start going after your senators and representatives or somebody, take it to court, because that's just a denial of due process. If they come after you civilly and you have to get around and pay $100 for every motion, some of these require 15, 20, 30 motions. That's a money-making private court. $100 for one page. This was a two-page. Two-page, $100 you got to pay to get to oppose the other side trying to come after you. This is unbelievable. I don't know what's going on. This Minnesota people up there, legislature, I don't know how they got talked into that, but they did. It's amazing how these things happen. And then people put up with it because it's a lot of work. So anyways, he's got a hearing coming up in January, so then we'll wait and see what happens. And then Mr. Judge there, the judge, that he might just find himself added to the complaint. Because, you see, you can sue a judge if they don't have subject matter jurisdiction and they don't have personal jurisdiction. He has neither. He has ignored the statutory laws that are in effect. It needs to be amended, because the Minnesota is using unconstitutional statutes. And Scherer, how they get around and defend this, see, this is really slick. These guys are they're slicker than grease. So what is he putting in his thing here? Oh, let's see here. Exceptions. He puts in exceptions here, the things. Let's see here. Any claim based upon an act or admission of an officer or an employee, not a public officer, exercising due care in the execution of a valid or invalid statute, charter, or so. Anyway, if he's got due care, it can't even be an invalid statute. It's irrelevant. We gave him notice. So now you have to go back to proving exercising due care. You have to give these guys notice, because they know they're lying. discretionary acts. Any claim based on the performance or failure to exercise or perform a discretionary function or duty, whether or not the discretion is abused. So I can do discretionary, whether it's abused or not. So basically, I get a get-out-of-jail-free card. Not quite the way it is, because we gave you notice, Bubba. And y'all proceeded forward. And notice it's always officer or employee. See, a public officer has discretion. They actually hold a public office. They can only hold a public office if they're elected by the citizens of Minnesota. There are none in Minnesota. They don't have none. Because they're all elected by citizens of the United States. And in Minnesota, what's even more amazing, if you're a citizen of the United States and vote, then you are automatically signed up to be a taxpayer under the plenary power of Congress. Isn't that just special? You can't make this stuff up. And how's the average person going to figure this out? Do you think Hartman is doing milk, or the Gunnicks that are raising organic cattle, or other people? Are they going to take time to try to figure all this, these lawyers' nonsense out? Just twin speak? No. Back after the hour.
A fool would go to a plumber for brain surgery. But otherwise intelligent people use internet searches to find such gems as Lee Harvey Oswald killed JFK with 3 shots from the rear and 1 shot from the front. They get similar financial guidance when they are investigating cryptocurrencies. RBN listeners know that American currency has not been lawful money for nearly 50 years. Since the thieves at the Fed stole the silver out of the coins and began reneging on redeemable notes in 1968. Now that the dollar has just about inflated totally away and banks want reverse interest to keep your books, the high-tech world has brought you an alternative. What if you could buy, sell, and trade with fellow business people from your home with zero bank fees? If you believe banking tyranny must end, then join the digital currency movement now. Call investigative journalist Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth. Truth, 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 truth. Choo-choo, choo-choo, oh.